Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining Empowered Audio Devotions. And today we're going to talk about God is my strength and power. Today's chosen devotion is 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 33. God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Wow, isn't that amazing? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. When we think about those words, it sounds so refreshing, like we can take on the world, like nothing can stop us. And that's how we want to feel. We don't want to walk this earth timid and confused or afraid or even shy, but we want to be bold and courageous, just like God, just like our Father, just like our Lord and Savior. So the more that I say God is my strength and my power, it rings a bell, kind of relates to other scriptures that we may read, like, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Again, that is being bold and courageous. That is from Psalms 27:1. But it talks about that boldness, that strength of being empowered and being able to move forward. And sometimes we may feel like we're at our last go around, or we fought too hard of a fight. We have to remember, do we have God in this fight for us? Because the scripture says in 2 Samuel 22:33 that God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. So when God is for us, who can be against us? When God is for us, when God stands with us, nothing can defeat us. Many times we read about different people who takes God with them and how they are obedient to what God has told them to do, and they are successful. They are victorious. It's only when we decide to do things on our own that we fail. So I'm here today to let you know and to remind you, if you don't know or if you have forgotten, how in order for us to be victorious, in order for us to overcome, we have to take God with us. When we are taking God with us, we are no longer stagnant. Second Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Power. Hello. Love. Hallelujah. And a sound mind. No confusion. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I know I'm going to do. And this is what I'm moving towards. Which means that we have a goal. We have a mark. And when we are going towards those goals or those marks, when we're taking God with us, we're going to hit those marks. We're going to hit those goals. Because everything that God does, it's always perfect. It's never half done. Okay, if we didn't get it right, okay, well, let's flip it a little bit. If we didn't get it right, doesn't mean that we didn't take God with us. We felt his presence. But maybe we didn't do exactly how he told us to do it. Sometimes when we get into a place with God, he tells us to do something and we begin to second guess. God is not going to send you on a mission with him and then fail with him. Only way we're going to fail is if we try and do it on our own, or if we are not following his directions or doing it as he wants us to. Well, how do we do that? We have to listen. We have to be still when God says be still. And we have to move when God says move. It can't be on our own timing when we're ready. God is not on our time. We're on His. If you found yourself doubting if God has told you to do something, God says, listen to the promptings of His calling within. God has spoken something to your heart, and it didn't quite make sense to you, but when you felt it, you jerked. That jerk is a sense of fear, because that's an area of where you are afraid. And since God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, then that means that we have to break through whatever that fear is. We have to do the unexpected. We have to do the thing that makes us uncomfortable. We have to do what seems unusual. But when we begin to play tug and war, we begin to get confused. We no longer have that sound mind. And when we're battling with God, we're not walking with Him, but we're fighting against Him. Relax and go with the promptings of God in your spirit. What are you afraid of? That is going to be the thing that we have to face. In order to overcome, we have to face what we are afraid of. Because those who are afraid, they will not move. God wants you to move now. Keep telling yourself this all day today and every day. God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect. Second Samuel chapter 22, verse 33. Be blessed.